18, triple team traffic, and boy, that little lull in the traffic problems out there didn't last long, did it, Andy?
It did not, and wow, we've got a major one, northbound 15 with four lanes blocked near 3300 South because of a crash. Only the two left lanes, the fast lane and the HOV lane, are open right now, and as a result, you shouldn't be surprised to see delays all the way back to 5300 South. So if you're in Sandy, and it looks like we're starting to see a little bit of delay on I-15 in Sandy as well, start thinking about making that switch. I would recommend using 215 on the east or west side to get around. You can come back to I-15 just past where this crash is. Holly Bearclough?
Taking a look at Utah County, I-15 is looking clear. Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. State Street from Provo up to American Fork is all clear, as well as University Parkway, BYU, all the way up to UVU is also seeing good speeds. Eric?
Right now we do still have a city street accident for eastbound traffic on New Bingham Highway. This is right at 4800 West, only one lane getting by, and that's starting to make things very slow going through there if you're heading over towards Jordan Landing. Up in Davis County right now, you also have southbound slowings on I-15 still, one moving from Gentile Street down towards 200 North in Kaysville, and then a little bit right after that, but it all clears up by the time you get to Lagoon. Pick up the best-selling book, She's a Mom, a collection of encouraging words from prophets and other inspired leaders. Just $8.99 at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.